When it comes to cyberbullying, it's not as much about the technology as it is about the training, helping our children understand how much they can hurt somebody, helping our children understand they can come to us for help when they're being hurt. Parents have to be aware, and we have to have our eyes and ears open.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J. This week we've been talking about cyberbullying. What does it look like online? Who are these cyberbullies? And how easy it is sometimes for our own kids to turn into cyberbullies. There's so many aspects to this topic. But today we're going to talk about our response, how parents can get involved, how you really want to be the one that your kids go to and run to talk about this.
You know what we do, but we don't, but we do.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
There was a time period when we wanted everybody else to teach our children about sex. We hoped that the youth pastor had the Josh McDowell series when you and my daughter were growing up, and just so that they can do it, because we didn't know how to use the S word.
Right.
And there's just so many things as parents, if we could subcontract out the difficult things to other people. And yet it's our responsibility, but it's also our privilege, and it's also our opportunity to get closer and closer with our children. You don't get close with your children by fun. Let me say that again. You get close with your children during difficulties, when they realize, wow, I could really count on my dad during that, and I could really count on my mom during that, and my mom was the go-to person, and my mom was the prayer person, and my dad, I was so afraid he was going to overreact and do something radical like dad tends to do, and he didn't, and that's what made us close. It was unbelievable. When Roby and I were doing a television broadcast together years ago, and he was a freshman in college, and he was back, and they had us come in to do this television thing. And the commentator at the end said, it's obvious you and your dad are so close. Why are you so close? And Roby made the statement, because we drove 45 minutes to school every day, and we just talked and talked and talked. And we talked about that for a little bit. We went off air, and then we were coming home, and I said, I can't even believe you said that. You slept every day while I was driving you back. He said, you know, Dad, I knew you were going to think that it wasn't every day. There were some days that maybe I acted like I was sleeping because I did want to talk, but there were the days when I was having a tough time, and I got in the car, and I, you know, when I look back, I realize you were tired. It was 6 o'clock at night, and you were picking me up from practice, and you were tired because you'd had a long day, and yet I could talk to you about anything. It wasn't all the time, you know, but it was a couple of times a month when I just dumped Dad the time I got in a fight in school, and I thought you were going to go nuts, or Dad, the time I got called in, and I know you know Mom got called in because I patched out in Mom's car on the way out of the parking lot, and I just told him I did it on purpose, and I just, I was terrified, and you didn't overreact. I think the key to this whole thing, I think there are kids that don't know they can go to their parents and talk about this because his parents were going to overreact and say, that's it, I'm pulling the plug, we are done with this. And we can't be done with it. I got to do my homework there. And you got to get my homework assignments and see that I'm checking on them online. We can't just overreact. And there's a privilege in this. You know, weeks and weeks ago, we talked about the privilege of parties, that parents are terrified of parties. So there's a privilege of learning how to handle parties by handling parties properly as a parent. We don't just say, okay, you can go to party, go from now on, I don't want to know anything about it. It's the same with dealing with the internet and dealing with cyber bullies. We've got to decide that we're going not to overreact. In fact, we're not going to react. We're just going to respond, and we're going to be slow to react and slow to get angry and quick to listen, it says in James.
I think it's really tempting also for a lot of parents to control everything.
Oof.
You either have all hands-off approach, whatever, I just don't have time for that, you know, okay, we'll talk about it later, or you're just over-controlling and just all over your kids that it's frustrating them so much. And I think in either of those cases, they're not going to want to come to you and talk to you. They're going to start hiding things, or they don't even have to hide because you don't even care, you know?
Or you don't want to know.
Yeah, or you don't want to know.
Because you have the illusion that you can control. You're a Tupperware parent, and you can have them and squeeze out the bad air. It's a mom. I remember being on the bus on a field trip, and there was a mom behind us with her child driving and followed the bus, and there were seats on the bus. And I was helping chaperone one of Roby's early field trips, and I asked her later on, why didn't you come with us? She said, because there weren't seatbelts on the bus. And I thought, wow. Now, you know, that half the moms now that are all into seatbelts, and I'm all into seatbelts.
Yes.
It was just a little different time back then. I think that our kids, Mom, you can't protect me from all this. You have no idea the foul language I hear on the soccer field when we're out there, and you have no idea what's going on. And I know, just be available. I need to talk to you about it. You have no idea what's going on in the halls of the middle school. I don't care what school you're at. You have no idea. There is no Tupperware school. And so the whole picture here is, will you listen to me? But also, not only will you listen to me, will you set an example in appropriate internet behavior?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to be locked in all the time? Do you have to be constantly getting your texts and constantly getting this? Or do you shut it down from time to time? And do you use your laptop in an appropriate place in the kitchen where all of us are there? Mm-hmm. You want me to? Do you? I think we need to use the right filters for all of us. And I think not only use the right filters, but we need to monitor our child's behavior. As parents, we need to be watching them a little bit. And are they taking their mobile phones into the bedroom and closing the door?
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to have access. I'm going on. I'm going in. And I can't believe you want my password and my Facebook. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Just like I showed up at the party because I love you. Well, you don't trust me. I don't trust what's coming at you. At least at the party, I see faces at the internet. We don't even know who's going on. Well, Mom, can I ask you not to post anything? Please don't embarrass me. I will not post anything.
Yes.
If I'm going to post a picture, I will ask you first. You have my word on that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we have to refrain from immediately disconnecting things. As parents, we need to be the cushion, because this internet bullying has done something that no other bullying has done. There's a commercial. And the commercial, it's a car commercial, I think. And a child is running for all his work home. And these three, he looks like he's a fifth grader, fourth grader. And these three bullies are racing after him home. And he finally gets home. He jumps in the back of this car. And Mom pushes a button. And the back hatch goes down. And he goes by them. And the bullies are exhausted. And they're sitting, looks like, close to his front yard. And he's sticking his tongue out as he drives by. He beat the physical bullies. But there's no place to go for internet bullying.
Yeah.
It follows you on every device you own. And even if you don't, people are saying, did you see what was posted about you this weekend?
And it's public. It's very public.
Yes. And so I think we've got to let our children know, when they are a target or a victim of cyberbullying, I'm there to listen.
Mm-hmm.
And little things like, you know, this will pass, or sticks and stones will, no, breaking bones, but words will never harm you. Oh, they will.
Yeah.
They stick. Oh, you're the one they said that about, dude. Wow. What'd you do to get them going?
Mm-hmm.
It does stick with me. And all of a sudden, there is no place I can go that I'm safe. Let me say, even as an adult, Rosemary and I have this funny little in the middle of nowhere cabin in the mountains that we go to. And in this little cabin in the North Carolina mountains, the upside is there is no cell phone access whatsoever.
Oh, wow.
And the downside is there's no cell phone access whatsoever.
Right.
And I probably, on my private account, get 100 emails a day, and I don't even know how many texts. And to be up there and not get them initially is brutal. And then eventually, as we get in the car and drive to town, and I realize, I can't believe I deal with this much a day. This is really nice. I'm turning it off. You know, my kids and Sheridan House know how to get a hold of me, because I'm not the answer man,
mm-hmm.
number one. And I'm not the only person that does brain surgery. I don't even do brain surgery. So no one really needs me. But our kids have been led to believe you have to stay connected. You'll be so out of it. And so we have to set the boundaries, but then we got to go inside those boundaries and we got to say, you know, I went on your honey, you know, I go on your Facebook and I saw that. Are you okay? Well, what are you talking about? Well, let's go look at it right now. And it's right there in a general family place. Are you okay
usually,
with that?
They're embarrassed about it sometimes.
They are embarrassed and they don't know what to do. And Mom, you know, I don't talk like that. I don't do that. I know you don't. And so that's why I'm just saying, do you need any help with this? And I just, well, what do you think about doing? Talking. I'm just talking. I don't need to do anything, honey, as long as we're talking. It's when it gets to the point where you don't feel comfortable talking to me, or they've intimidated you away from me as your dad, that, wow, then I need to take the next step. But I don't want to take any steps. And to be honest with you, this would hurt my feelings if I got this posted about me. And end of the day, it's going to be a constant the rest of your life. There have been people said about me on the internet that are not true. And I'm sorry that people think it's gospel. But most of the time, your friends are going to come alongside you when they see this. So I think we need to decide that all these things you're going to show me before I even find them, and all the bad texts you're going to come and say, I want to show you something, before you delete them. I love you. I'm here to help. It's when you ice me out, it's when you tech me out, that I'm very concerned that we've lost our relationship here. Well, you're not going to tell Mom, are you? If you tell me not to, it's very difficult for me not to do that, because your mom prays for you every day. So if you don't want me to, but I'm going to ask you to think about that and give me permission. Well, Dad, it would embarrass me. I know it would. I'll tell it differently. But your mom needs to know how to pray for you. Mm-hmm. I think what happens then is we get closer and closer and closer. And it's the beginning of my children realizing family's not perfect, but family is the cushion, because it opens them up to the family of God. And then your dad is not perfect, but your dad loves you. And son, I would die for you, but your father did die for you. And he knows the plans he has for you. And you can weather this, but we've got to talk through it together. I think one of the ways to do that is sharing. And I have shared with my kids things that have been said about me. And about 10 years ago, there was an internet when we were going for zoning on our new campus. And there was a lie on the internet about me. And I just wanted to share that with everybody. And fortunately enough, people saw where they got angry and I didn't have to do anything about it. But end of the day, I have to help these little minds, these little brains, that their whole world is the internet and they're terrified. And being terrified and being targeted, I want to help them and I want to listen. And here's something real important. It might not be that serious to you when you read what was said about them. It's very, 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 very serious to them. When Roby was 3 and he would cry calling me back in the bedroom because the sliding door on his closet wasn't closed all the way and he could see the dark closet and he was terrified. And part of me wants to say, it's just a closet. There's nothing in there. But it was serious to him. It was big to him. It had to be big to me. And I'd say, you know what? You're right. I don't like the door open in my closet either, Robe. And then I had to help him and get that book, There's a Goose in My Closet, and read about scary closets and scary things.
There's a book about that too.
Yes, yes. And we read it and read it and read it, and it was awesome. But we're helping them. We're not helping just deal with this. We're helping them prepare for the future. These kinds of things will happen to them all their lives, more and more and more, even in the corporate world.
Oh, yes.
Even in the homeowners association world, because it's gutless. It takes no guts, no courage to defame somebody on the internet. And there are those people. So you've got to be a listening cushion.
What are maybe some reasons why kids won't share things with their parents?
Well, I think maybe my parents will believe it's true. You know, if I'm a little girl and somebody just said I'm a whore and I did something at a party that I didn't do, or it might be true and I haven't been able to tell my parents and I haven't known about it and I don't know what to do with that and how my parents will react to that. You're never going anywhere for the rest of your life. Or that my parents will so overreact and shut down all the stuff, or my parents will march up to the school and embarrass me. I think as parents, we do want to protect our children. And we want to know the right thing. And so we too have to back up and we have to do what Jesus did and doodle in the dirt for a moment of time before he responds to those Pharisees because of them throwing that woman caught in adultery. They brought the woman to Dad, to Jesus. Mm-hmm. And this is what's being said on the internet about her. We caught her in the act of adultery. What should we do? And he doodles in the sand before he responds to everybody. He gave us how to respond to controversy, not react, respond. But the second part is help my children deal with it. Mm-hmm. And help my children know the right way to deal with it and the right way for them to respond to it. And dude, I went online on your Facebook last night and saw what somebody said about you. Or did you see? Yeah, I saw it. What are you going to do? You know what? I'm not going to do anything about it. I'm not going to play their game. I'm not jumping into their little arena. So, you know, yeah, I'm not getting involved. As parents, we have a responsibility to be a listening ear, and we may have to probe. But we do have to be looking at their Facebook, and we do have to be looking at their technology. Yeah. A listening ear, help them learn how to deal with it, be sensitive because their feelings are hurt. It's bigger than we think. And let our children know, I love you. I will always love you no matter what's said or no matter what you've done. Now, together, let's decide the proper response.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. Tomorrow we'll conclude our conversation this week about cyberbullying, so we hope you join us for that. If you want more information about Sheridan House Family Ministries, the resources available there, or more information about Dr. Bob Barnes, you can find that online at shfm.org. That's short for Sheridan House Family Ministries. That's shfm.org. And to hear this broadcast again, share it with a fellow parent, or even read the blog that corresponds to this broadcast and topic, you can find that online at parentingtoday.org. That's parentingtoday.org. And we'll see you here tomorrow, same time, same place, for our Talk Back Friday edition of Parenting Today.